Meat-eating plants. Plants are bright, colorful adornments of nature that feed on sunlight and water, or so we think. Many plants are, in fact, carnivorous. Science fiction movies have frightened us with horror stories of human-eating plants that swallow human beings whole. This notion may seem absurd to us, but it is an ugly truth for many an unsuspecting insect. Some species of plants require the meat of an insect as a dietary supplement. There are two types of meat-eating plants. Some plants, such as the Venus flytrap, actually move to capture their prey. Other plants sit and wait and let the insects trap themselves. The sticky sundew is covered with sticky hairs that produce a type of glue that sticks to the unsuspecting insect when it lands. The hairs then close over it, and it is absorbed into the plant. The cobra lily, named for its snake-like appearance, lures insects with its nectar. Once an insect enters the plant, it becomes confused by the light shining through the leaves. Following this light to escape, it becomes exhausted and drops into the liquid of the plant. The best-known predator plant is the Venus flytrap. Insects are attracted by the unusual leaf tips and cannot resist landing on them. Adding to this lure is the promise of food from sweet-smelling nectar. After the insect lands on the surface of the leaf, two kidney-shaped lobes, triggered by the sensitive bristles at the top of the leaf, snap shut. After about half an hour, the Venus flytrap will secrete enzymes and acids which will slowly digest the insect. Full digestion of an insect may take up to 2 weeks, and the trap will then be prepared for another victim. When the Venus flytrap is ready to eat again, the trap opens and the exoskeleton of the devoured insect is blown away in the wind.